Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concepts and practice of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 28. Self-love isn't selfish. Right. It's Sunday and we're at the end of our week on self-love barriers. And we're going to end with the big one, as you probably already figured out. I'm building to a climax here. After all the other barriers have been met, your eyes have been opened to them and you can see through the shallowness and you are not feeling ashamed and you're not keeping secrets and you trust yourself and don't let yourself get played and you let yourself take breaks and you let yourself ask for help when you need it. After all of those barriers have been challenged, or at the very least you're aware of them, the final message society is going to throw in your face is that you're being selfish. Because anytime it has the word self in it, people think, oh, that's selfish. A day of self-care, you're being selfish. You love yourself more than anyone else? That's so selfish. You may have heard these things, or you may have said them or thought them yourself. And that's okay, because that's what society taught us. That's what the message it gives us, so that we won't love ourselves, so that we'll feel bad about loving ourselves. But it's not the truth, because self-love is not a selfish practice, period. Self-love is not selfish. I know this because I used to be selfish. I was known as being selfish. I was known as only caring about myself, and it was true. It was a form of self-protection from the toxic environment around me. But they were right. I was selfish. I was being selfish. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to be accused of being selfish, then look out world, right? And I tried to really reframe that word, that concept. And I tried to take care of myself, you know? But it backfired because I was doing it at the expense of all of my other relationships. So there's a difference between prioritizing my own needs and apathy towards the needs of anyone else. And what ended up happening is that I manifested, basically, a partner who was even more selfish than I was. We were made for each other. At least that version of Lily was made for this very selfish person who, you know, as though I needed to be around it constantly. But you know, who else would love me? If I was that selfish, who else would love me except someone who could be just as selfish? It was not a loving relationship because neither one of us cared if the other person's needs were being met. We only cared about ourselves. And that didn't turn out well. Long story short. We fought all the time. We could not see eye to eye on anything. But we had such faith in our right to be selfish that we couldn't see a way out of the relationship. I couldn't see a way out of the relationship. So selfish is the opposite of love. So no, you can't be selfish and be practicing self-love. I do think that those things cannot coexist. But what you can be is what we talked about, I think, way back in week one, which is being obsessed with yourself, right? But you don't put on blinders. You don't become so obsessed that you can't see what's around you. But there is that heady, you know, relationship feeling that is akin to self-obsession, and you can find that in a healthy self-love practice. And you can prioritize your needs and take care of yourself, put on your own oxygen mask before you put on someone else's. You can set up healthy boundaries in self-love. You can state your desires, and you can manifest other loving relationships because you're being loving to yourself. You're not, selfishness is shutting out other people. And prioritizing yourself is just having the right order. So the antidote to selfishness, obviously, is self-love. But it's also, antidote to selfishness is transparency. And because again, we're not loving ourselves in a vacuum. We're so in love with ourselves that we're sharing it, this relationship, with everyone we come across. So if you've ever been in love with someone else, passionately in love with someone else, and someone says, hey, what's up? You know, what's new in your life? That's the first thing you're going to go to. And you gush on about this other person and how wonderful they are and how much joy they're bringing into your life. And that same transparency can be practiced with self-love. I mean, when someone these days says to me, what's new? I tell them about my self-love podcast because it's exciting and it's new and it's fun and it's challenging, rewarding, and it just feels good. And it's the first thing I want to share with people, right? It's my good news. And just having a relationship with yourself and practicing that and loving yourself can provide you with that news, that tidbit of news that you want to tell other people about. So if that's the type of self-love you're practicing, then you know you're not being selfish because it's transparent and it's honest and it's authentic. And it's loving. The self-love reflects love back out into the world. So don't let society trick you into thinking you're being selfish when you spend 5 minutes a day loving yourself intentionally. And don't let society trick you into thinking you're being selfish when you say no to someone else's expectation because you never agreed to that in the first place. Don't let society trick you into thinking you're selfish when you need to take a break from the world. You need to up your self-care because your energy is low or your mood is down or you've had a stressful week. So again, it's not being selfish if the ultimate result is that love occurs. Love for yourself, which then has the ripple effect of bringing more love into the world. That's your barometer. That's how you see. Is it selfish to say no? If your decision is rooted in love, then no, it's not selfish. And that's something society can't tell you. That's something only you know the answer to. But a good test, if you need one, if you're still practicing listening and figuring out what's actually true for me, a good test is if you want to share your motivation with someone else, if you want to say, I need to step back from this because I'm focusing on my self-love practice, then that's transparency, not selfishness. I recently withdrew from a program that I was in, a group program that I was in that was meant to be very restorative, but it wasn't having that effect in my life because I had a lot of other emotional obligations right now. And so I had to make this decision, right? Do I keep going with the program that I said I would do? Do I stay committed? You know, am I being a jerk by withdrawing after I already signed up and said I would do it? And I've been loving myself long enough to know that it wasn't a true question. It was me second guessing my intuition. And so I was able to resolve it pretty quickly. But it took a couple days of me going back and forth. Because I've been loving myself long enough that I know my triggers, you know, when I'm getting emotionally exhausted. That means I need to pull back. So that's what I did. I withdrew from the program. I had a discussion with the people in charge. And everything was on the up and up. Everything was totally transparent. I explained to them the other things that were going on for me emotionally and that I didn't have the bandwidth to stay, you know, to bring to this program what I had set, what I had committed to bringing. So all in all, it was a very positive experience because I loved myself enough to prioritize my own needs, listen to myself, my body, what it was telling me, and to be transparent and honest with people whose expectations I was disappointing. You know, I'm sure there was a letdown, but it was a completely loving, honest interaction from start to finish. And that's because it was rooted in my practice of self-love. So, your action item is to state your desires. State your desires. If you're being transparent, if you're being open, if you're being honest, you're being loving, then it's not selfishness. So state your desires honestly and openly, and you're going to manifest more love. Okay. A very exciting week, but a lot of really, really serious information to take in. So appreciative that you've continued on this journey, that you've remained committed to loving yourself. And I can't wait to talk to you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. And thanks to Henry Liu for our original music and Jesse Lieber at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. Also, many thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and our readers at 365daysofselflove.com.